Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ken Grombach is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust as we celebrate our 17th year on the air, finishing up 17 years, starting our 18th year. We got Ken back with us. Ken is the author of Common Census, also one of my favorite books, The Age Curve. How to profit from the coming demographic storm. Ken is one of the top demographers of our time, and we've been telling you people about him before he was famous. We thought Ken was cool before everybody else thought he was cool. Ken, welcome back.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and thanks for being part of our anniversary week.
Well, absolutely my pleasure.
So, tell us about one of the things I know you've been working on a lot, Ken, lately is do some thinking, some projecting of about how we're going to manage the food that it's going to take to feed the growing population of Earth.
Yeah, it actually may not be as daunting as you think, because the population. The rate of the increase of the population of Earth has been falling precipitously for literally decades now. In 1800, we had 1 billion people, and I think by 1934, we had 2.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the way we're projecting it out, it won't reach 10 or 11 until 2050, and then it'll actually start pulling back. What happens, Jim, is as soon as a nation becomes sophisticated, as soon as a nation has technology, education,
mm-hmm.
Food, and medicine.
Education. You said education.
The number of kids per family or the fertility rate drops like a stone. For instance, throughout Europe, the fertility is pretty close to one child per couple. In Asia, most countries are one child per couple. In China, it's mandated one child per couple. Mm-hmm. In the United States, we're pretty close to 2, and I think that's going to start to grow.
Is that across the population, minorities and everything?
No, it's very different.
What I'm saying, though, is the U.S. national number 2?
No.
Okay.
The U.S. national number is right around 2. In effect,
right.
And that should increase dramatically as the biggest generation ever to get married is starting to marry.
Yeah.
And that's the Gen Y.
Yeah.
But as soon as, our population will increase, but the big story in the United States, of course, is immigration. We
mm-hmm.
have, tons and tons of immigrants, and quite contrary to what people think, the Latinos 5 years ago, the flow of Latinos ebbed, and the flow of Asians increased. So we have more Asians coming into the country than we do Latinos.
Right. And both of those are probably bending the child per family number up, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they did. The Latinos influenced that number dramatically. In fact, in 2007, we broke a 50-year record. It was actually 51 years to the year that the number of births went to 4,316,000. It was a record in the United States. The last
mm-hmm.
time the record was set, and it was 1957, was 4,300,000. But 25% of the babies that were born in 2007 were Latino.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell folks, I say, you want to collect Social Security? I said, go find a Latino, kiss them on the lips, and thank them for coming. Because without them, we wouldn't have a country in 50 years.
Yeah, because they're paying in.
They're
paying in, but they're not necessarily. They're going to be paying in. All right. So what does all that mean to us right now, though?
Well, what it means is that the United States is in a very good place population-wise. By 2050, our population, in fact, right now, if you look at a population chart, our population is very, very healthy. We're solid. If you look at Japan's or China's, you can see that they've got troubles ahead because they don't have any kids. Mm-hmm. When you don't have kids, like under 35, China's missing 500 million people.
Right.
When it's their turn to be the consumers, their turn to be the labor, their turn to be the heavy lifters.
To be the founder, the underwriters of benefits for the elderly, things like that.
Yeah, they don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have them. So, mm-hmm. I mean, Japan's story is all right. You know, they're
and
all.
By the way, I don't know if this has any connection or not, but Japan, which they thought they had it on track to become an emerging, growing economy after two decades of moribund economy, actually just slipped into a recession. Quick break. Right back with Ken Grumbach. We're going to talk some more about this and the food issue that all this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.